You have sown much and have harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, consider your ways. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. Because the days are evil, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Each of these three different passages are passages in which God's people are discussing new beginnings and new ways of life in their relationship with God. And the start of a new year seems to provoke a lot of new change in people, doesn't it? Many people make new resolutions. Some make resolutions not to make resolutions because they're broken pretty quickly. There is something refreshing about starting a new year. It's a time in which we typically reflect on the past and we refocus for the future, for our upcoming goals for the upcoming year. And so I'd like us this morning as individuals and as a congregation to think about this new year. We are all embarking on a new beginning together, aren't we? And so my hope this morning is that this year, 2019, causes us to do two things. It causes us to reflect on the past and to refocus for the future. And so I want to turn to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, and I just want us to notice for just a moment that God had expectations for Israel as they started their new year and their new beginning. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you.'" God created a religious calendar for Israel that was separate from society's calendrical system. In verse 2, he says, "This month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you." This was called the month of Abib later on, or Nisan, even after that. And unlike our year, which starts off in January, theirs started at the end of March or early April. Well, why did God do that? Why did he set up this religious calendar for Israel? And I want us to see that God was insistent upon the Passover being a commemoration because it marked the beginning of Israel as a people that was freed by God in order to make them his people. Completely his. And so this is a time when Israel was to reflect on their past, where they came from. They were enslaved and bondaged in Egypt for a very long time. They needed to reflect on that. But they also needed to remember and reflect upon the fact that God freed them. He's getting ready to do some very miraculous things for them. And so when they entered the land God gave them, they were to remember how God had freed them from the bondage of Egypt. And so this was a time when Israel was to reflect and to refocus by remembering and actualizing their redemption. And so God wanted them to see their relationship with him as the most important thing, the most paramount thing, if you will. And so that's why he sets up this calendar this way. And so as you look at Israel and that the fact that they were embarking on a new beginning, they are a new people of God. They are starting a new year. And this invokes in them, by God, a concept of renewal. And so in order for them to keep their resolution, so to speak, God says, "I want you to access your past. And I want you at the same time to look ahead." And you do that, God says, by thinking about how much God has done for you and how much he has blessed you. He wanted their salvation to be at the forefront of their minds as they started their new year. Well, very simple lesson, but God expects us to do the very same thing. Obviously, we use a different calendar. January 1st marks that new beginning of the new year for us. January 6th today is the first Sunday of the new year. And it's a time for us to reflect on the lives that we have lived in the past for the Lord and then consider the things that we need to change and to be better at as Christians. And just as God did with Israel, He insists that we start our new year and our new beginnings together in terms of making number one on our list our relationship with God. So now turn over to Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18. And I want to notice what God says to Israel at the end of this chapter in verse 30. Ezekiel 18 and verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. Ezekiel tells Israel through by the word of God that God is going to judge. He is the judge. And he asked them to repent. In other words, your resolution is to turn from all of your iniquities and replace that with a new heart and a new spirit. And he says in verse 32, the purpose for that is so you can turn and you can live. Well, historically speaking, when you think about Israel, they were pretty bad at keeping their resolve, keeping their resolution, weren't they? Right after Ezekiel 12, they go into the land, God has delivered them, and they start complaining. They completely forget what God had done. And so they failed from time to time to remember who had freed them from their slavery and to consider the mountain of blessings that God had given them. And therein lies the reason they didn't keep their commitments. They forgot the Lord. And because of that, they needed to repent in order to make their lives right with Him. And it's important that we see this too. So I have a question for you. What do you need to work on in 2019 in terms of your relationship with God? Now, only you can answer that for yourself. You know yourself better than anybody else. And there may be some here who, as you think about your life, you know you haven't been right with God. There are things you know that you need to change to be right with Him. Lee and I just a week or so ago were in Indianapolis, and Mom and Dad each Christmas give us a gift card, and they want to watch the kids and let us go on a date night. And so we always take them up on that. But we went. And usually what we do is we'll go and have supper together, and then we'll ask each other, what do you think I need to work on this year, and vice versa. And we explain to each other what we think would be a good, just one thing we can work on, and then we say, what can we help our kids be better at? We all need to do that. We all can think of things that we need to work on. Well, is that not something we need to resolve to do as Christians? As spouses, as parents, resolve today to make that right. Maybe our marriages aren't what they need to be. Maybe I'm not being the wife or the husband that God has shown me I need to be. In 2019, resolve. Repent and be consumed with your spouse in the way God would want you to. Maybe it involves your own Christian growth, Bible reading, which is something that we have a schedule out. Pick it up. If you haven't started yet, just start today and just start reading and getting to know God better. Maybe it is that you need to be conversing with God more, praying to Him and asking Him for help and for guidance and for wisdom. That's an area in which I need to work on. Maybe it is being more dedicated or involved in Bible class. I've always been very appreciative of the classes that we have here. because everybody seems to be getting involved and there's a lot of conversation. That makes a class. So thank you for that. Being at Bible class and not just at the service. Maybe attending worship more. And it may be that I'm talking to you. I don't know. I'm for sure talking to me. And we need to realize that we are Christians, and that means we are followers of Jesus. That doesn't mean doing just enough to get by. As Logan so educated us the other night, we aren't here to be office ninjas. So maybe that's what you and I need to consider and repent of and to change. Maybe there are things deep within your heart that only you know about, you and God, but the rest of us don't. Maybe those are things that you need to get rid of. Like Ezekiel said, now is the time. Now is the time for a new heart and a new spirit. 2019, right now, allows us to give attention to these things. In Luke chapter 3, in verse 7, John the Baptist says, "He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?'" I think this is really amazing what John does here. This is a new beginning for people. I mean, they're coming in mass to be baptized. This is a new beginning. And just after John's message, when he says to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, they start coming because of this urgent message. And then John says, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Seems a little bit harsh. Well, John, why are you so harsh on them? Well, the point is that John saw something crucial. Repentance was needed because of the wrath to come. And he was concerned with the mentality that said, I go get dunked, and then I'll just be on my way. John's call was a call to live differently. Is that our resolve for 2019? Bearing fruit, as it says here, in keeping with repentance. And I must say, if John were speaking in our time, he'd see the same thing here as well, and he'd say the same thing. It's easy to acknowledge my past failures and say I'm going to be different now, but we all know that they're easily broken. So why do we too often fail to keep our resolutions? And I'm just going to mention three things. This morning there's probably a whole slew of things we could think about. The term resolutions has become somewhat of a byword to us, somewhat of a joke from time to time. We get to the end of the year, well, I guess I'm going to make a resolution to try and start over eating right or to lose some more weight. But the resolution to be what God wants us to be spiritually is too important to just drift backwards. And one of the reasons we fail so often is because we talk big but let opportunities pass us by. Maybe you're not a Christian. Talking big would be a suggestion, well, I'll commit soon. Maybe not today, maybe it'll be next week. But then it becomes that. Maybe next week, maybe in a couple of weeks. Right now is the time to commit. This is the perfect opportunity. Don't let it slip away. We oftentimes fail to keep our resolutions because we don't think about tomorrow today. And that's not easy for us, is it? It's not something that's natural for us. We typically think about the here and the now leading to the future. We anticipate that for the purpose of making plans, and that's not necessarily a wrong thing to do, but we also need to do the opposite. That is to think about tomorrow today. Try and work backward in our thinking a little bit. So let me give you an example. Where can you expect to be 5, 10, 20 years from now? Or how about 8 months from now? And we might think, well, that's just crazy. That's impossible to know. But let me remind you that you can know. Because you are the author of your life story. The plot structure is entirely up to you. And the narrative is always the same. Doing nothing will get you nothing. Doing wrong things gets you wrong things. Doing good things will get you good things. Doing the same thing will get you the same thing. So your story changes only when you decide that is going to change. So if you know what you want the next chapter of your life to be, to look like in 2019, you have to do some things that support that, won't you? The friends you choose, for example. will dictate your life's outcome. Solomon said, walk with the wise and you'll be wise. But a companion of fools, you will come to destruction. We have to decide whether excellence or mediocrity will decide our spiritual welfare. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul had a few things to say about the future, about the present. He says in Philippians 3 and verse 12, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. And then finally, I'll end with the beginning. We fail to keep resolutions because we don't appreciate God's blessings and what he has done for us. And so this year, 2019, let's do as God expected Israel to do. Let's count our blessings. Let's think about the spiritual bondage of slavery that we were in and what God through Jesus Christ on the cross has redeemed us from and rip those chains off. That will help us be resolved to make changes in this year when we think about how God has transformed us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as we do that, let's repent and make changes and be clothed with a new heart and a new spirit. And if you will grant me just one moment, Lee and I would like to share with you our thanks. We're thankful to God that you all have allowed us the opportunity to be here and to worship with you guys and to get to know you all better. That is what we call a blessing from the Lord. I want to finish with Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 3, beginning. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration, the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. It may be this morning that you are not a Christian. The opportunity is now. It's not next week, not in a few days, it is now. You can make a new and a fresh start. You can be a new creature in Christ. Begin a new beginning with a new heart and a new spirit. So don't let that moment pass you up. It may be that you are a Christian. You have an opportunity as well, if you haven't already, to be renewed in the Spirit of Christ and to renew your heart by repenting of your sins and to be changed so that God can work wonders in you this time.